From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. John Thomas with us is a classic Silicon Valley tech guy. After receiving his chemical engineering degree, John worked for many years in various technical fields, including software, semiconductors, advanced battery technologies, and along the way, he was able to see the environmental impact of these technologies, and he developed a deep appreciation for those companies that were serious about creating sustainable practices, protecting the environment as well. In Channel Messages of Hope, John led the more technical interviews and participated with Carolyn Thomas and most others. He's currently the CEO of a startup developing highly sustainable technologies in the food and agricultural industries. John, welcome to the program.
George, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
How did you get involved in this subject matter of challenging messages of hope?
Well, first of all, Carolyn Thomas, my wife, she is the primary author, the interviewer, the inspiration. And, you know, I can go into what her background too, but what happened is when she came up with this idea, it turns out it was not her idea. It was actually an idea from a group that we'll call the Council for now, to talk about messages of hope around global warming and climate change, because there's so many people that are very concerned about this right now, and they really don't know where things are going or whether we should have hope. They see so many issues and, you know, unresolved, you know, situations around the globe, actually. So when Carolyn started talking to different souls about this, obviously we needed to talk to some of the highly technical souls. And so that is not really her background. So she asked me to join at that point to aid in interviewing of the more technical souls around some of the, you know, aspects of climate change. And so that's how I got involved. And so I got in, it was about the fourth interview in, although I was clearly aware of everything that was going on. And then with Sam and Carolyn, I participated from that point going forward.
Yeah, Sam Larkin was the channeler, right?
That is correct, yes.
And tell us a little bit more about Carolyn.
So Carolyn is, you know, we live here in California. We're in Silicon Valley. And Carolyn has worked in different fields such as finance, things like that. She has a degree in business and marketing. but she's always had a very spiritual aspect to her seeking, I guess we can say. And Carolyn retired, actually, a little while back out of doing some work. She was working in some various tech companies. She worked in venture capital for a while, but she retired on that. And so she's been on kind of a spiritual path ever since. And so the idea for this book came to her kind of through a little bit of a meandering path. But it all started with her relationship with Sam.
Now, how did you key in on the individuals that are in the book? And I'm going to buzz through some of the names here that we'll be talking about tonight. And it's quite extensive, but they include Senator John McCain, who passed away in 2018, Nikola Tesla, Mark Twain, Jacques Cousteau, Albert Einstein, Mahatma Gandhi, President Theodore Roosevelt, St. Francis of Assisi, Richard Nixon, who died in 1994, Dr. Wayne Dyer, who was a guest on our program many times, President Reagan. How did you key in on these people?
Well, at first, Carolyn came up with her list. And, you know, it came to her in several different ways. She came up with her list, but she was really getting downloads, as she calls them, from her primary, let me say, spiritual inspiration on the other side, who is a member of what we would call the council, which we consider highly ascended masters, such as St. Francis, souls like that. And so she felt drawn to the souls through the research she was doing. And, you know, when she came up with the inspiration to make this Messages of Hope focused on this first book on climate change, she had to do a lot of research. She, both to come up to speed on what's going on around climate change. We're not climate scientists here. We're just people that are concerned and, you know, very interested in the topic. But, you know, during the course of putting the list together, getting downloads from the council, and so the interviews really started, and it's a very, as you mentioned, you went through the names, it's a very a diverse mix. We have everything from policymakers to technologists to spiritual leaders to preservationists, conservationists. It's a wide mix, and I think that turned out to be a good decision because we got very interesting perspectives from the various souls. Now, I also tell you, when the interviews started with the souls also led us to talk to other souls. For instance, Stephen Schneider said, you really need to talk to Jacques Cousteau. That seems kind of obvious, but, you know, it didn't really occur to us at the time. Albert Einstein wanted us to talk to Maleva Einstein, his wife, when he was in a body. And we're like, oh, why would we want to talk to Maleva? Well, when we talked to Maleva, we found out exactly why. And here's one that may surprise you. Nikola Tesla, when we asked him who else should we talk to, he said Samuel Clemens. And that was really a head-scratcher for us. Samuel Clemens, okay, that's Mark Twain. That's his pen name was Mark Twain. Most people know that. But there was a very specific reason he wanted us to talk to Samuel Clemens. And we never would have come up with that association if it hadn't been for Tesla's suggestion.
And what was the method that you used, John, to interview these people? Were they talking through Sam Larkin? Is that how that worked?
So Sam is what we would call a voice channeler. So just a little bit of background on Sam. Sam and Carolyn have known each other for over a decade. Sam is not a professional channeler. She doesn't do this for a business, but she realized early on that she had highly intuitive talents for animal communications. And we were having some trouble with one of our cats at a certain time, and that's how Carolyn found Sam, and she was doing some intuitive channeling to help us with the animal situation. And then what happened is that Sam later started getting what she called very high vibration messages that were intended for Carolyn. She didn't know where, what soul they were coming from, what necessarily was going on, but they were intended for Carolyn. So Carolyn and Sam had the idea to contact the soul so that Carolyn could find out what the soul was trying to lead her to or tell her. And when Sam channels a soul like that, in voice channeling, the soul goes through her. It comes into her body. It actually takes over her vocal cords. So we would get the different accents. I mean, imagine starting up an interview with John Muir and hearing Sam start talking with a Scottish accent. And
yeah,
it was really quite amazing. And Sam can feel the energy of these interviews, but she doesn't recall the content at all. So we would have to tell her after the interview was done. And we recorded these interviews, and actually on our website, Channel Messages of Hope, there are audio excerpts from a variety of them. So you can hear from some of the, you know, the real important souls. All of them are, of course. So that's kind of how it started. And so after Sam channeled the soul, what Carolyn called Baba, who is a member of the council, an ascended master. And after Carolyn got some communication going that way, she had the idea with Sam of, well, maybe we could channel other souls. And so Carolyn, the first one that they channeled was actually David Bowie, who is not an interview soul for this book, but it was someone that was very important to Sam. And Carolyn was thinking, well, I get to talk to, you know, an important soul for me, but Sam doesn't have that opportunity. So Carolyn did the interview or the conversation with David Bowie and was able to relate that back to Sam. So then Carolyn had the idea, wow, if we can do that, we could talk to a variety of souls, or we could try to. And Carolyn's original idea was, you know, with so many things going on in the world right now, with not just climate change, but, you know, we might, our nation is very divided in a sense, and the politics and perspectives. We have wars going on in different places. Carolyn was thinking, if I can talk to other souls in these areas, maybe I could provide messages of hope in a variety of different, let's say, categories. But, you know, after thinking through that and the number of souls, it would just be too hard to do that. So when she was talking through Sam to Baba, and she was talking about this inspiration for this Messages of Hope book, Baba informed her, well, that was not really your inspiration. That was a download from the council. It was really our idea. And when, if you read Carolyn's introduction in the book, she says she had the inspiration for this, you know, in the shower one day out of the blue, which is how the souls communicate with us in many respects, providing inspiration or the aha moment. And what Baba told her is that what they see on the other side from the council is that there's many things going on Earth. All of us in a body are experiencing many things. But Mother Earth, which is a soul, which has a higher self, was really struggling. And they could see that on the other side. And so Baba wanted her to focus more on what's going on with the Earth, which is climate change and global warming and a variety of things like that. So that's kind of the long story of how we, you know, how we communicate with the souls and how we got to the topic.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
How long did you interview each soul?
Well, a typical interview was 45 minutes, not longer than an hour. And first of all, for Sam, who was not really in her body in a sense, it was not something she could just keep doing for hours at a time. That was probably her limit in terms of how she could hold it and the energy it took from herself. But the souls also told us that it takes a lot of energy for them to communicate in this way. So it was not, we kind of got to the understanding that 45 minutes to an hour, that's where we needed to keep it. Now, we did have some interviews where we did two interviews, but that was because we wanted to go back and do some follow-up questions, like Senator John McCain was one of those examples.
What was one of the biggest topics that you can recall, John, that came from this?
Well, you know, since we were talking to policymakers through spiritual leaders, they all had a different take. But the one big topic, and St. Francis really made this clear for me, at least, and other souls have the same message. One is that we are all one. It's not man is up at some level and nature and animals are at another level. We are all connected at the same level. And that includes Mother Earth herself, who has a soul and needs to be revered in the same way that we would revere other humans that we're in contact with. If you're an animal lover, you probably have the same point of view I do, that, you know, our animals are precious. But, you know, St. Francis really made it clear that we're all connected. And that really kind of, it changed the game, at least for me. So that was kind of the spiritual side. John Muir, for example, said we need to treat Earth like it's a church. That's the level of respect that we need to have. And Mother Earth is not feeling respected in what's been transpiring really in the industrial age. So that was the spiritual side. Now, if you talk to the conservationists or the more technical people, they had very specific messages. And one of the messages is there's, you know, for people that are really feeling despair and they see, you know, the ice cap is melting and where is this all going? There is a lot of work going on here, you know, on Earth, the technical work. And one of the biggest topics is around energy generation, and it will be the concept of nuclear fusion. Right now, nuclear reactors are a scary concept for a lot of people because they generate radioactive waste. That's nuclear fission. But nuclear fusion is a 100% clean energy that doesn't generate any waste. And there have been some technical breakthroughs on that. It's a ways away, but Albert Einstein really made that point. Even some of the policymakers talked about nuclear fusion. That's one area.
Did you participate, John, in all the interviews yourself as well?
I listened in, but it wasn't until probably we got into the technical ones that I was actually doing the interviews. But I participated in most of them, and I'm well aware of those interviews. Carolyn would do, she was the, you know, this is her project in a sense through the council. So she would do a lot of research on each soul that we selected and knew it was coming up. She would read books to come up with the list of questions. She would provide the framework and lead the interviews most of the time, except when we got into maybe the more technical areas. But so we both were involved. Carolyn is the primary, though, for sure.
Of all the guests of the famous people that you interviewed, which one was the one that just stood out the most?
Well, if you ask Carolyn, John McCain really made an impression on her. And when you read these interviews, they're not just, you know, climate change and things like that. We went into a variety of things, including, you know, what is the soul doing on the other side? What was their transition like? And the reason John McCain really stood out for Carolyn is that, you know, all the souls were very forthright in terms of their experience. And she asked John McCain about when he was a POW and what that was like. And he said it was a very, you know, a very bad experience for him, but it was something that his soul needed to go through as part of his experience in a body. But, you know, she asked John McCain after this extended 5-year period in the prisoner of war, and he comes back, and then when he transitioned, did he encounter his captors on the other side? This is the story of forgiveness. And John McCain made a point that he did, and that forgiveness has happened. And actually, you know, that was in future channel messages of Hope books, John McCain will be in there on topics like overcoming tremendous life challenges or the power of forgiveness and some of the other topics she's considering for the next book.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.